Welcome to The Turning with Davis Bunn, and I'm Melinda Schmidt. And, you know, Davis, as we talk about attentiveness in prayer, I'm finding there's kind of this dance. There's this, you know, last time we talked about leaving it at the altar and letting God be God. But then there's also in James 4, verse 8, this idea of coming near to God and that He will come near to us. So how do we prepare ourselves for this kind of silent communication that's going on?
This is a very important question, Melinda. Sometimes the presence of God arrives not in a rush of power, but a soft whisper of coincidence. And the problem is, in the hurried sprint of modern life, it's all too easy to overlook the importance of the chance meeting, the quietly spoken word, and forget or ignore that this is, in truth, a gift carrying eternal significance.
So looking for those moments, we can't be so busy that they're there from God, but we're not seeing them.
One of the beautiful things about learning the discipline of listening is that it's not something that brings a gift just in that moment. It allows us to become more aware of those instances when God presents Himself in the unexpected.
So I guess we need to be watchful today. We need to be on the lookout. Coming near to God, how will He come near to us? It may be in the circumstances around us.
5 minutes of practicing silence is enough to make us ready when it happens.
Mm. Well, this has been The Turning, and we're talking about kind of turning in our view of prayer and our role in God's. Find out more at theturningbook.com.